Inventory in the service industry. Service industries include the following: retail and wholesale trades, transportation, for example, airline or rail, utilities, companies that provide information or conduct transactions, for example, banks, insurers, government offices, educational institutions, companies that provide business or personal services, for example, hospitals and medical centers, IT consulting, construction, cleaning. Although it looks different, there is inventory in the service industry. It takes the form of goods that facilitate the delivery of the service to customers. For example, a customer who purchases a seat on an airplane is buying a service. To deliver that service, the airline needs computer systems to manage the reservation, fuel for the jet, equipment used to transfer luggage, maintenance and repair supplies for planes and equipment, food and beverages for the flight, cleaning supplies, and in-flight entertainment. Service industries face many of the same inventory challenges that manufacturing industries do. They may have excess inventory. However, unlike most manufacturers, service industries cannot store much of their excess inventory, and it is therefore subject to perishability in that the service time slot cannot be sold once that time passes. For example, a movie theater licenses films to show and must pay for that inventory whether or not an audience attends. Even its physical inventory is often perishable. An airline, for example, may have an inventory of in-flight meals that have a certain number of days of freshness. A service's design affects the way inventory is used in a service. To appeal to their customer segments, service industries must determine the right balance of competitive priorities: speed, quality, dependability, flexibility, and cost. Some of these industries have discovered that they can improve their performance with their targeted customer segments by the way they use inventory. A restaurant, for example, may process raw materials to a point and then wait for customer demand to materialize. In this way, the restaurant can deliver its service to the customer more quickly. This may mean more waste if customer demand is low. This problem could be addressed by buying processed food that can remain in a preserved state until the food is ordered. Case study: the hotel group's guest rooms and meeting facilities are non-inventoriable, meaning that they cannot be saved in inventory if unused. It invests in promoting its services, but may also heavily discount unbooked rooms when the marginal value of the discount still exceeds its marginal cost. It is better to break even than accept a total loss. In this sense, the rooms and meeting facilities and the food and beverage inventory are perishable. To support these services, the hotel group must manage significant supply inventory. A significant amount of MRO material, for example, cleaning and landscaping supplies and equipment, hotel vans, linens, perishable inventory for the food and beverage service, marketing materials with limited shelf life, and so on.